Hi, I'm Keith from Hot Panda.
And I'm Chris from Hot Panda.
And I'm Heath from Hot Panda.
And we're in the band Hot Panda. And when we're in Winnipeg, we listen to CJUM.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Dargle. August 12th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and stay with us for the next hour as we once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To start off today's show, we're going to take a listen to the Celtic rock sounds of Scotland's Wolfstone, a band that was first formed back in 1989 in Edinburgh by Duncan Chisholm. And since that time, the band has become one of Scotland's most popular traditional rock bands. Featuring the vocals of Stuart Eaglesham and the piping of Stevie Saint, let's take a listen to Wolfstone with their arrangement of the late Andy M. Stewart's The Queen of Argyll here on 101.5.
Oh,
to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you. No, I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to court her and detain her. I fear my heart's in danger from the queen of all Argyle. If you could have seen her, boys, if you had just been there, the sun was in her movements, and the morning in her smile, all the roses in the garden, let Baron ask her pardon. Not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the sun was in her movements, and the morning in her smile, all the roses in the garden, let Baron ask her pardon. Not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle.
Sunlight peels my eyes. Of a promise sweetened by some lies. A night ago you whispered everything will be alright. Who will blow the candle out tonight?
just like a maiden in deep despair. She called for paper, both pen and ink, and on every line she did draw her tears.
If you're tuning in, my name's Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard a song by Colleen Rainey, who was born in Seattle, Washington, spent some time in Portland, Oregon, and is now living in Portland, Maine. And Colleen is seen as a rising star in the world of Celtic music. We heard her arrangement of a popular traditional song all about the sailor boy. And this track comes from her debut solo album that she released 10 years ago now, simply titled Linnet. Before Colleen Rainey, John Tams, a fine English actor, singer, and songwriter, who was born in Derbyshire back in 1949, and before becoming a solo performer, John was a member of a band called Muckram Wakes that he formed back in the 1970s before spending some time with Ashley Hutchins and the Albion Band before he formed another band in the 1980s called Home Service. We heard a song called that was written by John. It was titled Who Will Blow the Candle Out Tonight? And this track comes from his debut solo album from the year 2000. Simply titled Unity. Kicked off today's show with the Celtic rock sounds of Scotland's Wolfstone, with their arrangement of Andy M. Stewart's The Queen of Argyle. You can find this song on an album titled Almost an Island. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, or would just like to say hi, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxy's. That's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Four Winds, Cooig, and Talitha McKenzie. So stay with us. Queued up next, a song by Four Winds, a four-piece Irish traditional music band that first got together back in 2013. The track from their self-titled debut album, here's Four Winds, with a song about the dangers of prospecting for gold during the New Zealand gold rush in the 1860s. Four Winds, with Farewell to the Gold, here on 101.5.
Since the color I've seen, and there's no use in sitting on Lady Long blaming, I'll pack up and make them break clean. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere are bound. For it's only when dreaming deep underground. Well, it's nearly 2 years since I left my own mother for excitement and gold by the pound. With Jimmy the prospector, oh, he was another, and to the hills of Otago we were bound.
changerai plus ma baleine dans le cul. J'ai 7 ou 8 boutons dans mon ménageant. J'ai 7 ou 8 boutons dans mon ménageant bas.
That was a lively song by Talitha McKenzie, who originally comes from New York City and now lives in Edinburgh in Scotland. And back in 1988, along with Martin Swan, Talitha was a founding member of the group Mouth Music. You heard her arrangement of a song that has an English title called Would You Change? Comes from an album called Spirit. Before Talitha McKenzie, the group Cooig, that was formed back in 2013 and is made up of five young lads hailing from the counties Armagh and Tyrone. We heard an instrumental piece, a slow reel that comes from their debut recording, New Landscapes. The reel was called A Space in Time. Started off that set with an Irish traditional band called Four Winds. That's made up of Derry Farrell on lead vocals and bouzouki, Carolyn Keane on concertina, Robbie Walsh on baron and percussion, and Tom Delaney on illan pipes and whistles. And we heard a song called Farewell to the Gold, one of my favorite tracks from their debut recording from 2015, and it's simply titled Four Winds. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636, or you can always send an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's playlist by going to today's music logs at umfm.com. And for past show playlists and available Wax Age Darkwood podcasts, go to the program grid under programming on the UMFM homepage. And once again, that's umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlist and like us on the Waxy's Dargle Facebook page at Waxy's Dargle Radio. It was back in the summer of 1985 that Archie Fisher and Garnet Rogers teamed up for a tour of Canada and the States. And the tour was a huge success and resulted in the release of a live album called Off the Map, combining the best of Archie's vocals and songwriting talents along with Garnet's fiddle and flute playing. From the album Off the Map, here's Archie Fisher and Garnet Rogers with a song about how the death of a boat is the first casualty in the decline of a fishing community. The song is called The Final Trawl, here on 101.5.
Now it's 3 long years since we made her pay. Sing haul away, Maladio. And the owners say that she's had her day. And sing haul away, Maladio. So heave away for the final. Sing haul away, Maladio. It's an easy pull, for the catch is small. And sing haul away, Maladio. Then stow your gear, lads, and button down. And I'll turn her round and sing haul away, my lad and foe. And we'll join the venture in the morning star. Sing haul away, my lad, ho. Riding high and empty towards the bar. Sing haul away, Maladio. For I'd rather beach her on the scurry rock. Sing haul away, Maladio. Than to see her torched in a breaker's dock. And sing haul away. Could stow me down. Sing haul away, Maladio, in a rusty hold where the breakers pound. And sing haul away, Maladio. Then I'd make the haven of fiddler's moon. Haul away, Maladio, where the grub is good and the bunks are clean. And sing haul away, Maladio. For I've fished a lifetime, boy and man. Scarcely makes a crown. And sing haul away, Maladio.
Moon and stars were shining bright. Storm come up and the trees come down. Tell you boys I was waterbound. Waterbound on a stranger's shore. River rising to my door. Carry my home to the fields below.
I thought I saw you waiting up ahead on the his hard highway. How many red lights must I run? Now look at the outlaw I've become. On the road that runs back to your heart. Must I break down miles from where it is I'm bound, far from where your sweet love can be found? Sleepless nights and endless days, the heat from the sun playing tricks with the haze. I thought I saw you waiting up ahead on this hard high. How many songs will the DJ play, making me feel I'll always stay on the road that runs back to your heart? On the road that runs back to your heart.
Recognized as one of Canada's best singer-songwriters, that was Lenny Gallant, a native of Prince Edward Island. We heard a song that Lenny wrote called How Many Bridges. You can find this on a fine compilation album. It's titled A Taste of Atlantic Canada. Before Lenny Gallant, the group Coda. It's made up of seven male singers from Westport in the County Mayo, in the west of Ireland, who first got together several years ago now. We heard a track from the band's second album, Train of Spirits, and a song called Water Bound. Kicked off that set with Archie Fisher and Garnet Rogers. We heard a song written by Archie called The Final Trawl. Comes from an album titled Off the Map that was recorded while Archie and Garnet were on a summer tour back in 1985. My name's Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection Music Radio Show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more short break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. A reminder that the second week of the 49th edition of Folklorama starts tonight and runs through until August the 18th. And to get your Celtic music and cultural fix during week two, check out the Celtic Ireland Pavilion, which is located at the Fort Garry Curling Club at 696 Archibald Street. And also you can go down to the United Kingdom Pavilion, which is located this year on the third floor of the Convention Center's North Building at 375 York Avenue. So if you can, please be sure to tune in again next Sunday, right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. to take us out for today, first we have from Stratford, Ontario, the Canadian folk trio Trent Severin. It's made up of M. Griner, Dana Manning, and Lindsay Schindler. We're going to hear a song called Newfoundland. And then we'll follow that up with some Celtic music from the North Shore or Prince Edward Island with 10 strings and a goatskin with a medley of tunes they call the Liffey Reels. So good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Trent Severin, followed up by 10 strings and a goatskin. Bye for now.